remember we went to a restroom. They were dressed nicely. And I remember sitting in that restroom, and for the longest time, nobody came to it, to our table. And so I remember Charlotte going up to the, because she spoke, you know, real good English. And so she went up to the counter there and said, you know, we'd like to order something to eat. Well, I remember the waitress, you know, said to her that we're not allowed to serve you here. So we got up and we left. And I remember that. I remember that had a big impact on me because I didn't understand why they wouldn't serve us. I got a chance to see that very early in my life. So we, we grew up under that influence. And then when this Dennis Banks, and I heard him, and he had big influence from me. I heard him a couple times at the school there. And, he motivated me. I got involved with a couple guys that were in the AIM and towards me as far as getting me involved with things. And I remember coming back from school, and we were having a Democratic convention over in Miami Beach. And I remember a couple of the AIM guys coming down. And I remember, some of our political leaders didn't want to get involved with that or be seen around, but they opened their house so they could have meetings in there. So, you know, they kind of spoke to us guys, you know, because we were in our early 20s, you know, and so we got involved with going to that convention. And I remember riding in their car, had all their AIM stickers and stuff on us. We rode up in there and we got to the fence. I remember going around the fence, and they demanded to be allowed to come to that convention. And of course, they had the Army was there, you know, the National Guard was there, you know, watching those fences and stuff like that, because, you know, a lot of demonstrations and stuff going on at that particular time. When we went in there, it was pretty tense. If we got to that gate, they wouldn't let us in. So these guys out of in the car got out, and the AIM guys, and they said, you know, we want to get in here. The guys, of course, all the guard guys came with their guns, you know, they're standing there pointed at us. And we said, I didn't really know what I got into here, you know. I didn't know, I said, any little thing could take these guys off, because, you know, you were having your Kent State shootings and all that kind of stuff going on at that particular time, you know. So we, they wouldn't back down, though. And finally, somebody came from inside the convention, I guess a spokesman for somebody, and they said, okay, you know, we'll let one of your guys come in and sit in on the convention or whatever. Well, anyway, and then not only that, they finally let us carry our colors, you know, down the, and we were in the parade, we were involved with the parade, we were carrying our colors, you know, AIM and all that kind of stuff, in the parade going down to Miami Beach and stuff. So I don't know what, I didn't go inside the convention center or anything like that, but that was just a part of that. I remember getting involved with that. So it was, it was pretty tense, you know.
I like school because it's sports I like, you know what I mean? I like to play basketball, I play baseball, we do track, you know, and it was a lot of fun and a lot of excitement and a lot of places to go. And when I go on a bus and go to different places and they stop and restaurant, they go in restaurant and they eat, I can go in and eat. They treated me as a black person. I have to go around the back, get a hamburger. And, well, that's okay. That's what they want, you know. Yeah. I didn't give them any problems. Sometimes they sneak me in movie and they throw me out, you know how the little white boys are. They sneak me in and they see a movie manager come with a flashlight. Then we all start hiding and there he is. Boy, and boy, you're gonna go. That's terrible. But that's how I've been growing up. I'll grow up in that time. Mm-hmm. That's sad part. But then people come along and change that. Well, it started getting better when Martin Luther King can take care of part of the problem. So I guess that's when it started getting better.
Please press stop.